I found this study, and I would like to know your thoughts on this, Alex. And you can also tweet us to Joe and Alex Show. That is our Twitter. It found that men may not be able to help it when they're looking at other women when they pass by. Scientific reasons why.
Let me guess, a male scientist wrote this.
I think there was female scientists too, so listen up here. Number one, you can blame it on our brains. Scientists say that one of the most glaring differences between the male and female brain is that men have a sexual pursuit area that is 2.5 times larger than the one in the female brain. Just like cavemen from thousands of years ago, the brain of the modern day man is more or less programmed to always be on the lookout for a fertile mate. Hey.
Weird.
So that's one reason.
Kind of creepy.
That's science. It's built into us. What do you want us to do?
What do you want us to do? We can't help it.
So we may not physically pursue all women we see, but there's still, you know, a deep-seated thing like, hey, I got to check out the goods. Another thing science says, ladies, you need to back off. Testosterone, that plays a huge role too. Mm-hmm. We have 6 times more of the libido hormone surging through our veins than women do. Columbia University. Ever heard of them?
Yes.
Researchers found that testosterone impairs the impulse control region of the brain. In other words, most guys likely look before they think. What are we going to do?
Okay, what's your third one?
Yeah, I hope you're taking this science in. I hope it's hitting you in the brain.
Oh, it is.
A third reason why, we're visual creatures. It's the eye candy factor. A new study shows that while women tend to feel attracted to familiar faces, men are more turned on by someone who they've never seen before. I agree. The next time you catch your man turning his head to get a better look at a hot chick, ask yourself this: would you get on his case for checking out like a cool new car that drove by?
Okay,
no, you would never do that. So if you catch your guy looking at another lady, instead of being insecure, you know, like jabbing him in, you know, with your elbow, making like a little snide remark, try to ignore it, because it's just like a fleeting thing. It's like, oh, okay, next, he'll forget about it probably.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that the Duggars are on something.
Explain.
Because the Duggar family, if you wonder why their daughters wear long skirts and they always are very modest, they have very high necklines and all that stuff, is because they say that men are visual creatures and they don't want their daughters to be temptation for another man like walking on the street. So that's why they wear like full coverage bathing suits and all this other stuff, because they don't want to distract another man.
I think the Duggars, their way, that makes sense, but I think they did it kind of in the way backwards. Look at their son, what he did. They didn't allow their son to look, and then he did some messed up stuff at home.
No, they've
too.
Got some issues there.
So
sure.
I think that kind of almost backfires. But
that's what they say their reasoning is behind their daughters dressing so modestly, is because guys can't help it, so the women need to be responsible for helping them not do it. Do you see what I'm saying?
I get their point, but I think it's a little extreme though, and that's where that's the same thing with Mike Pence, like not going out. I think some things are to the extreme, but hey, to each their own. That's your thing. But do you at least agree now that science has our back here? It's not our fault.
Well, I think that, you know, guys need to do some.
Are you a science denier?
No, I'm not a science denier.
You don't believe in science.
There
are a lot of things in science I don't believe in, or whatever you want to say. But this instance, I do think guys are visual creatures. I do think men are made biologically different than women, which is why I think we have our own specific gender roles and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, like, it makes sense to me. Like, you're made up completely different. So, yes, I agree, but I also don't think it can be used as an excuse to just ogle women all day long, if that makes sense.
Well, you can be like, look at how hot
Yeah, you
she
can't,
is.
You can't. This is, like, the type of thing when a guy says, like, if a girl claims rape and then says, well, how are you dressed? You can't use that, you know what I mean?
No, but if a guy looks at a girl because her boobs are hanging out, that we're attracted to it. That's how we sustain life.
Right. So a girl can't get mad if her boobs are out and a guy looks at her. She can't say, like, why are you looking at me when her boobs are out?
Because I get so scared all the time, Alex. I've worked with some co-hosts before that had that actually had bigger boobs than me, which is hard because I'm very chesty. I'm like a C-cup. So, like, I even get afraid, like, when you wear something, too, I'm like, don't look at Alex's boobs. Because it's not even like I'm trying to look. It's just like, they're there.
I don't know what this tweet means. Yeah. Nicole says, Joe, do you think men should be okay if the roles were reversed? Like,
do some thinking.
If women were visual creatures, you mean, and then we were like checking dudes out, like
staring at his package all day,
yeah,
like,
something like
what's
that.
In there?
I mean, I don't know how that would feel, but like the way I'm built up now, I'm like, yeah, I feel like right now, like I do get oogled and googled all the time by women. I'm like, hey, I'm married, I'm off the market. I get women all the time. Hey, you on Bumble?
It's actually true. He really does when he goes out to like the bar scene.
It blows
stuff.
My mind. I'm like, where was all this attention when I was single? Now that I'm married, everybody wants a little piece of Joe. You can't have none. No, 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 no.
We all want what we can't have.